Well, the Mets lost 2-0 to the Marlins on Monday, but they flipped the script on Tuesday. They downed the Astros by the same 2-0 score in their first exhibition home game at Clover Park. Jeff McNeil and Albert Almora both slugged home runs for the Mets offense. McNeil in the second, Almora's came in the fifth. Marcus Stroman talked himself into starting the game. That's really hard to believe now, isn't it? And he retired all six batters that he faced, striking out two. Jordan Yamamoto followed with two scoreless. Jerry Blevins and Drew Smith each threw a scoreless inning. And young stud Sam McWilliams stranded two base runners, striking out two in the seventh inning. And that finished things off, McWilliams picking up the save. Stroman uses a lot of deception on the mound. Quite often, quite well, he breezed through his first two innings. And as you might expect, he was very pleased where he's at.
Yeah, I feel great. I have a bunch of weapons that will slowly get put into play over the course of the year. I feel like I can outstuff guys with no deception. But like I said, I work extremely hard in the weight room on my stability to be able to mess with my timing, mess with variations. And I just feel like it's a weapon to have in your back pocket. So definitely we'll be using and implementing new deliveries and new variations throughout the year.
Stroman broke out a split change today. It's a new pitch that he actually picked up from Robert Gesellman, of all people. He got a very good hitter with it today, Michael Brantley, to end the first inning, and it can be a quite effective pitch for him.
Man, I love it. That's a new pitch for me. Like, I'm still getting comfortable with it, but to see the results today, it's extremely encouraging. Like I said, I've never really had a change in my entire career. Pretty much have pitched exclusively off sinker slider. So to have that weapon in my back pocket as one of my pitches that is kind of at the end of my repertoire, it feels really good. And it's something that, like Rob said, I worked on incredibly hard this past offseason. It's a pitch I learned from Gesellman when we were in Brooklyn. And it's something that I just continue to hit on. And the more I throw it, the more comfortable I feel.
Catcher James McCann also likes the action of the split change for Stroman. It gives him a different look, and it also gives him a different direction for his pitches as well.
I think it's going to be a big pitch for him. He's always been a sinker, cutter, slider guy, so he's always kind of been east to west. So mixing in that split change that he can work, south and using his four-seam up, now he can be kind of north to south as well as east to west. He's able to throw it to both sides of the plate, which is really impressive. And I'd have to catch it a few more times to try and compare it to somebody. But I think it's going to be a big weapon for him. I really liked it.
And manager Luis Rojas chimed in on the new offering as well. He loved the swings and misses that Stroman was getting with it.
It's an addition to his repertoire. We always talk about his slider and his sinker, two-seamer. And now, today he was elevating the fastball a little more. Now the changeup with the fade. And so there's like just more additions to his repertoire. He can hit more spots in the, in the quadrant. So it's just a good mixture for him. It looked good. And it's looked good in the sides when I have stood behind him at times and I see the fade, the movement. But to see him translated into the game today against a good hitter like Michael, that shows really well how he clicks into it really good.
And Stroman himself, well, he was never lacking for confidence. He's got a lot of tools in that there toolbox of his.
Yeah, I mean, I've never been. You see 99 get squared up all the time. My shit moves a lot, so I'm not really concerned with velocity. I'll be able to run a four seam up there when I want in the mid 90s. But like I said, I have so many weapons, man. My stuff doesn't move like the normal stuff between my cutter, my sinker, my changeup, my slider. I'm not the prototypical pitcher who's going into a game saying, I'm going to throw it as hard as I can at the top of the box. That's very far from me. So velocity is something that will never dictate if I'm good or not. My stuff's nasty, and I'm going to go out there and deal all year.
Behind the plate, McCann had a strike-em-out, throw-em-out to help Jordan Yamamoto get out of the third inning. McCann likes the look of the pitching staff overall. A lot of different looks, a lot of different styles.
Yeah, I think we have quite a few different guys, different strengths, which will be nice. And honestly, I think that they complement each other. We don't have too many of the same guys to where a team can have the same approach off of each starter or each reliever. So that makes it more difficult. I know as a hitter, if constantly you're bringing in, different types of looks, different types of guys, you have to have different approaches. And some guys are unable to have, different approaches in their at-bats.
There's a new kid on the block behind the plate as well, stud prospect Francisco Alvarez, better known for his hitting than receiving right now. But McCann has been impressed by Alvarez's offense and also his willingness to learn defensively.
I have. His BP is unbelievable, the power that he has. I actually watched him a live batting practice take a fastball. I think it was down in the end. He shot it out to right field for a home run. Pretty impressive overall as a hitter. And, I really like his work ethic. He's been getting after it and working on things defensively. He's got a phenomenal arm. And I think he has a really bright future.
Sam McWilliams had some dicey moments, but he did strand two runners while fanning two to get himself in and out of trouble in that seventh inning. So, what do you think of that, Luis Rojas?
I like seeing that. I mean, you got to like seeing that. See how he regroups. This is a kid that we're learning. Study a lot, about him. Are getting to know him by the day, but we want to see him in situations like this and how they happen, he gets out of them. So that was I thought that was a good first test out there early in camp, just to see how he's going to face those adversities. So I thought he did a great job. He did an outstanding job just to get out of that one.
Rojas knew Yamamoto well from his days with the Marlins when Rojas used to do advance work when he was the quality control coach. He feels that Yamamoto has several good pitches. He just has to learn when to use them.
When I was a quality control here, I did advance him, study his stuff. But now from here up close and talking to Jeremy Hefner, our pitching coach, I want to rank his pitches. I want to know what the plan is out there, what he's trying to do. I like that he's established today. I like that he used his breaking ball to get ahead. He did different things. I think he's got weapons. He's got the fastball. He's got the cutter. He's got the curveball. He's got the changeup. He's got a full repertoire. What we've known is that in the past, he's tried to, over-pitch out there, if you want to call it, just using every single pitch, per at bat. So, yes, you can put pitches in the batter's head, but you got to stick to plans, and you got to run your pitches, and you got to stick to your strength. So, that was a good outing for him, a good first impression. We want to see how he keeps going. I mean, the kid has shown, to be a solid kid off and on the field. So, just looking to keep on learning him and kind of be on the same page with our pitching coach as far as knowing which are the best pitches that are going to work for him and when he's going to use the others.
Finally, Brandon Nimmo is off to a fast start, 3-for-5 at the top of the Mets lineup, where he'll be quite a bit this season. The Mets want him to face left-handers as much as possible this spring to bring that facet of his game up.
Spring training is the perfect time for me to see as many lefties as I can, because I just need to make adjustments. I've seen what the numbers were last year, and I know that there are improvements that need to be made, but I also have a lot of belief in myself that given the opportunities, I will make the adjustments. Just me going up there and doing the same thing every single time is not going to happen. I'm either going to go up there with a different approach or a different mechanic or a different thought in the head, whatever it may be, in order to find something that is successful. And that's what I've done in my career up to this point. And so I just need the opportunities to be able to figure that out and get really comfortable.
Nimmo did a lot of extra hitting against lefties this winter, recalling how ex-Rocky Todd Helton made himself a much better against the same side pitching just by being diligent.
Todd Helton, I heard that a long time ago, he had some trouble with lefties. And so what he did, he just got left-handed BP every single day and got angle flips and angle left-handed BP. And so I've been trying to do that all offseason, get it every single day. And just the adjustments that have been made are opening up a touch to be able to get both eyes on the ball. I think for me, one of my strong suits is obviously my eyes and my zone. So to be able to get both eyes on the ball, and then that approach of just really just trying to stay in there better. I think being able to go the other way, comfortably, not having to force that's what I really want to be able to do. But those are the little things that we've been trying to tweak with. But you can do all you want, and then you get to game time, and that's when you really find out, like, okay, this is the result, this is what happened, this is what we need to change. So this is the time when I really get to make the fine-tune adjustments, is when we get to game speed.
That's it for today. Jared Eichhoff will make the start against the St. Louis Cardinals. That's going to be down in Jupiter on Wednesday. We'll be back. Join us for another Met podcast tomorrow.